Hey, there we go. It kind of took a second, but we're live now.
We're live.
Hooray. Hey, we made it.
Huzzah.
This show should be pretty good. We've got some interesting stuff. YouTube is disabling comments on all videos of children. This is not the same news as last week.
No.
This is different.
It's different.
Things are changing. They're developing.
Trust us.
They're moving forward.
We're going to go over some of the highlights from Mobile World Congress. You guys covered a bit of that last week as well, but there's so many phones.
This is like last week version 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huawei CFO is going to be extradited to the U.S. There's like more news about that. Again, I think we've talked about that before.
We're just checking in. We're checking in on the Huawei thing.
This is the update. This is the update. Also, USB 3.2 Gen 2x2.
Self-explanatory.
It's the worst. it's just the worst. We'll get more into that later.
So dumb. And now you wait for the intro to go.
Yeah.
This is my third... This is my third time.
Third win.
I think.
Have we done one before?
Maybe fourth. No, you and I have.
No, I don't.
I'm very excited.
We should talk about beer.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Madrinas.
Yeah, Madrinas, love you so much.
Thank you, Corsair.
Corsair, you'll make a Corsair out of me. And want to stay private? Get a Piavipin.
Piavipin.
Private and internet access. That's the one.
And up there. And we're back. There we go. What do you think of Apex? I'm just going to skip all the news.
Yeah, just go right
to talk about games right away. So we are...
Oh, yeah. Should I bring the thread up?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it. So we, in our free time, we one time debated video games.
And that was like the first...
the extended interaction.
The first extended interaction that we ever had. Because I was working here for like 6 months or something.
And I had basically never seen
you. Yeah, and we'd basically not talked at all.
The float plane area of the office where myself and Jaden currently work, but will be working very soon, is like up tucked away in the corner. It's like one of the most non-normal places to go in the office. So we just like never run into each other. It's great. But we were talking about Destiny and looter shooters in general.
Yeah.
And like reward systems.
How am I going to find this? I need to go.
I actually have no idea. But yeah, it was great. In the meantime, actually, I'm going to talk about something else just because I think it might actually take you a while to bring that up.
Okay.
So yeah, YouTube disabling comments. We talked about this last week where some channels had been deleted, a bunch of channels had their monetization ripped and all their comments ripped, some channels had videos taken down. Here we go. Let's do this one first. But now they seem to be just disabling comments on all videos of children. I'm kind of okay with that.
Really?
Yeah, it seems fine to me.
I mean, I can understand it being like a kind of a trade-off to have security for kids. You know, obviously there was this whole, did you mention this already? There was this whole like, I think you guys talked about it last week, but the pedophile
the, like,
ring.
The pedo ring thing, yeah.
Yeah, and how they were like leaving comments on videos that like link to actual like child pornography, and it's a whole thing. So I can understand them doing this, but it is kind of crazy. Like,
I think so.
If you upload a video that has a kid in it at all, no comments.
At all.
At all.
That's pretty wild.
So okay. There are some
stipulations.
Exceptions.
Exceptions.
Yeah. So like some young creators are being allowed to keep comments so that they can interact with their communities.
Okay.
But they have to...
Yeah, and like what defines a child?
Minor.
Okay.
So like I think as long as you are under the age of majority in the US.
So wait, now like porn and having YouTube comments are like the same... You can be in that, and you can have comments on your YouTube video at
the
same age.
Porn and YouTube comments are kind of similar levels of depravity, maybe. I don't know.
I think, okay, so one of the reasons why I'm also okay with this is if you, like, do some idiotic thing in a video when you're a small child,
right,
and then you grow up to be old enough to, like, care about comments and read them, and then you're like, oh, it's like, whatever. I think if you are being put in a video, I don't think you should have to be subjected to comment hatred or comment grossness.
True.
And
yes.
But like once you get to the point where you are hosting the video yourself, like you said, some child creators are being allowed to have comments on their videos.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fine, probably. I also think YouTube's their own website. They can do whatever the heck they want.
That's very
true. And by just not having the comments feature, it's whatever. Yeah. I don't think it's a big deal. YouTube comments are basically trash and useless anyways, so I just don't really care about having them turned off.
Except the people commenting on this video right now. Love you so much.
Well, see, I'm a Float Plane representative, so I get to say that because I like those comments
more. So you'll trash the YouTube comments, and it's like good cop, bad cop.
I think in some...
I'm the good cop.
I think you need YouTube comments in general. I think YouTube comments are a good thing in a lot of situations. It just has the potential to be trash.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're taking a kid who's like probably not able to make the decision of being in the video or not, maybe just guard them from that. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Well, I think at the very least, I understand this from a temporary perspective.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this whole news about the pedophile ring on YouTube, like, just came out. So, well, like, last week. But, like, there's a whole national conversation about it.
Yeah.
So I can understand that this is like, okay, what do we do right now? We have to stop.
Exactly.
And like, so let's just do this, and then maybe down the line they come up with like a more nuanced system. I don't know.
I think it's a solid stopgap solution. I think maybe an end goal might be to have it so that this is the default.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But maybe it can be overridden.
Yeah.
And if you're the channel creator and you're like, yeah, I want comments, maybe it gives you a little like, are you sure?
Oh, okay.
These are the types of things that could happen. Maybe these are the types of things to look for. We're going to auto-moderate these things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, you can turn them on if you want.
I can see that.
That could be kind of cool. There's a big difference. I've been, just to bring up Float Plane again, I've been noticing this a lot with Float Plane. There's a big difference between like, we're going to have this feature and have it on for everybody,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have this feature available, but it'll start off.
Right.
And it's kind of a fun way to be able to play with things. We're like, you can do that if you want. We don't necessarily think it's a good idea, but we'll make it for you, and it's there.
It's just, it's really sad. It's like sad to me that this is like necessary.
Something, or like even brought up at all. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Like, we this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So I did, I mean, I don't know if you want to get into like the other stuff where that was kind of part of... this is kind of part of like a national conversation that's going on right now about like children's privacy and like how much, because, you know, in the early days when like Facebook first came out and all these social media platforms, there was some age gating, being like you had to be 14 to use the platform or something.
Yeah.
And that has kind of like really slid.
Yes.
Don't know what turn of phrase I was going to go there, but
I don't know. But, and I don't even remember exactly how they did it, but I remember kids when like Facebook first came out that were younger than me getting Facebook accounts and the whole like, oh, I had to lie about my age. And like it's not really a thing anymore.
Right.
And not only I mean, I don't interface with those people as much.
Right.
But like you never hear about it.
And it's on it's like kinda hilarious when you go to a site and it's like, you must be 18 to view this content.
Yeah, it
or
like
whatever.
Feels like an old website.
Yeah. And it's like
that doesn't happen anymore.
Like who is going to be like,
oh, jeez, I guess I'll go to Disney.com.
Oh, you got me, Mom. I'm not allowed. Mom, can you come click the button? Yeah, that was my small child voice.
There you go. Nice.
It's me.
Timmy.
But yeah, the reason I brought that up is because there are like had been like some seemingly innocuous kids videos that like had, well, you know, did you see this with the Filthy Frank? There was a kid's video, okay? You know who Filthy Frank is?
Yeah.
He had, like, a little clip of himself in one of his videos giving...
Oh, jeez.
...instructions on how to harm yourself properly. And that was, like, spliced into a kid's video. So that's part of the national conversation right now is, like, a mom found this and kind of brought attention to this, and then they found some other videos that were doing.
That was spliced into a kid's video?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like... So there are people, not only like pedophiles, there are also people who are just looking to like hurt kids
for
some reason.
Yeah, that's not good. I find Filthy Frank downright hilarious.
Yeah, no, he's a funny guy.
Completely different.
Yeah, he's like a successful artist now.
Yeah,
music.
He makes music. Joji.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
But like, you know, that was a joke clip of him from a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they
taken out of context and put in a kid's video, which is not where it's supposed to be.
So anyways, basically, this moral of the story is kids, stay off the internet. Go play outside. It's not safe anymore.
play your Nintendo Switches.
Yeah. Not only is it not safe anymore, it was never safe.
No, not really.
You've been living a lie.
I was having a conversation with Linus on a previous WAN show about his kids getting phones and using the internet and stuff. Mm. And not only is it going to be probably pretty weird as they get older to, like, see dad on the internet, right, and, like, their friends that like computers, yeah, and phones and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, watching
their
dad.
I think about that, too.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't have kids.
No,
but if I do,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like, they'll, like, I have this whole catalog.
Back
so
catalog
you,
of all of the, like,
yeah, yeah, I'm going to be able to, like, look.
People are going to see my old, if you want to see the worst video I've ever done, my old BlackBerry review video from 2013. I literally hadn't slept for 2 days.
I'm pulling it up now.
Because I was working. It's, yeah, even just get a still frame from it. I don't remember exactly what BlackBerry it was, but it was on Linus Tech Tips.
Tech Tips.
Luke BlackBerry, maybe.
Luke BlackBerry.
It might work. But this was just horrible. I legitimately hadn't slept for 2 days, and Linus was like, hey, you got to film that BlackBerry video now. And I was like, can I like have a shower first or something? He's like, no, we got to get it done now. And it just looks ridiculous. No, none of these. Here, let me try to find it.
Well, I found a NCIX Tech Tips BlackBerry review.
Oh, jeez.
We could check that one out.
It's not that one. Did you know I worked on that channel?
In the very beginning.
Yeah.
Well, you were Slick, the intern.
Yes, yes. I just didn't know if you actually knew back then.
And because you guys had nicknames, I was forced to choose a
nickname. okay.
For myself.
No offense. I didn't interface with that team very much. Your guys' nicknames were weird.
Were they any weirder? Any weirder than yours?
At least mine had like an origin and a reason.
I had a reason.
Keys?
Yeah. I played piano.
Okay, all right.
But everyone was just like, do you just really like keychains? Like, I have so many keys, guys. Like door, house door, car, work.
Weren't they all like at least able to be interpreted as being car related?
Our nicknames?
Yeah.
Oh.
So wasn't it like wheels keys?
Chris was wheels because he liked cars.
Okay, yeah.
And that was the only, those were the only nicknames. Oh, and then I was Keys, and then we had an editor, and his nickname was Ace, NCIX Ace. His name was Calvin.
Okay. I don't remember all of them. Oh, is
Barrett
this
didn't
it?
Have a nickname. Jack didn't have a nickname because his name was just Jack. Oh, did you find it?
I don't think this is it.
Oh, man. Why are we talking about
I was wearing a red shirt. I don't know. We were talking about how there's like regrettable things that are still on the internet.
Oh, okay.
And this was a very regrettable thing. But I can't find it. Here it is. Oh, man.
Exciting. Oh, very cool hair, dude.
It's so bad. You guys can't see this because I can't screenshot from this laptop.
Oh, send me the link.
So it's part two. I switched. It only has 50,000 views, luckily. 50,000 views on the LTT channel.
Part
is like,
two. I switched.
So we used to do these iSwitch things where we would use something for 30 days and then talk about it. Look at that hair. Look at that hair.
Switch it over so they can see it.
Oh, what?
What?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to run in front of the camera.
Wait. Oh, why?
Because I think the thing isn't syncing.
Wait, what if I do this? Oh, I'm going to wait for you to do it. Hold, bear with us, boys and girls, and anyone in between. It didn't. Here, look, I'm disconnecting. Connecting again. Where's Linus when you need him?
Technical difficulties on the WAN show. Who would have thunk?
That's so weird. That's so annoying.
That is pretty annoying. Anyways, if you want to look it up.
And that was from a while ago because I like changed the view.
That was from a while ago.
Dang it. Well, we can't show any of the sources then.
If you want to see it in its hilarity, it's part two. I switched to BlackBerry 10 blog 30-day challenge, Linus Tech Tips, with Linus Tech Tips in the title because we were really good at stuff back then.
Very, very good at stuff.
But yeah, like, it's just, the internet is like, it's weird, because back in the day,
it's like the Badlands.
It was a little bit more divided, I think. There was the bad sites.
Right.
And there was the clean sites.
Yeah. And now it's just kind of like, you never know.
It's everywhere.
When you're going to stumble upon a dick butt.
Anyways, moving on.
We're the worst offender.
Yes. We do terrible.
That's really annoying. So we can't show the laptop.
Can't show screens, unfortunately. Don't
know
why.
Hey guys, you're gonna have to take our word for it.
It worked.
We have no proof.
Yeah.
Everything, we could literally say anything. Look, we got the articles before they got taken down. You look them up and they're not there. That's, they were there. Trust
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Okay, but
so
the
that
Twitter,
means we can't really.
We can't even show the Twitter convo for the game thing.
Oh, no, we can't.
No.
This is dumb. Where's Jake? All the people that could fix this setup are not here
right
now.
Okay, I just don't.
Anyways.
There we go.
Oh.
I got mine working.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can get back. There.
I really wanted mine working, but that's fine. You know, whatever.
First of all, that's the phone. Jeez. I'm happy we've come this far.
BlackBerry what? What is
10.
It? Oh, okay. Wait, was that the first Android one? No, it wasn't Android yet.
No.
They tried to do their own thing.
Just, you
very
gotta just.
Very cool.
Oh.
Very cool.
Oh, no. Pre-beard and just the worst hair.
I don't even understand what's going on here.
Were you
wearing a toque before this?
I hadn't slept in two days. Yeah. No, aren't they different?
I don't think so.
I thought a toque comes down and then comes back up and maybe has a ball. And I thought a beanie just came down.
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
I mean, they might be different, but I'm pretty sure generally a knitted cap is a toque in Canada.
Yeah, that's probably correct. Okay, Twitter convo. How do I find this?
Oh.
Maybe I can get yours working,
wait,
too.
Wait, are you in Hangouts right now?
That's neither of us.
I could send it to you.
Let me see if I can get this going. There we go.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So I posted this. We're not talking about tech news right now. We're talking about...
Yeah.
So this is...
We're taking a break.
I posted this on November 28th at 11:07 a.m.
And it's like still going.
So this is an article on Forbes talking about how the guy's really upset. He's so upset about how there are cosmetic items locked behind a paywall. And in Destiny, you can grind and get your stuff that you want, but then all of a sudden, oh, you got these really cool things that have lore attached to them.
I'm trying to let him get through the story without jumping.
And you can't read the lore. You can't participate in this universe that you live in without paying money. And that, you know, that's just wrong. And irresponsible. So, anyways, I was like, "Why is this guy so upset about this? If you don't care so much about the cosmetics." So I was like, "This is stuff that makes me go, why? The fact that people care about cosmetics so much that they write giant articles about how it upsets them." Look at this frickin' guy. Comes out of the woodwork. He's got stuff to say. I have too many thoughts. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we don't need to go through the whole
thing.
Basically,
long.
You're like, hey, there's reasons for people to get upset, and it's valid. And I'm like, all right, fair enough. But also, people shouldn't care so much. And
I
you're
do.
Like, yeah, fair enough.
I do, yeah.
And in the end, I was right.
Okay, but what are your thoughts on, there's a big new splashy game. What are your thoughts on Apex? Have
Apex.
You played it?
Okay, I will talk about Apex.
There's some cosmetics in that game.
Yeah. See, Apex is great. It's free to play. So if you want to buy cosmetics, you can. I haven't bought any cosmetics, and I probably never will. Maybe I will eventually if I'm like, I'm playing this game a lot and I want to support the developers, but like,
yeah.
I haven't really played it that much.
Yeah.
I've like probably played under 20 matches.
So this is what I was kind of hoping.
What?
Because we found a middle ground.
What
I completely agree. It's a free game, so who cares?
This is a trap.
I got you now. I think that's a pretty good solution. I liked how I sort of liked how League of Legends did it. I thought that was pretty good. There was a little bit of gating there with champions because there were so many champions that as a new player coming in, it'd be very hard to get them all.
How does League of Legends do it? I've played like once.
Okay, so League of Legends,
you have to buy.
You have
champions?
Like 8 champions that are free that rotate every week,
right?
So you can try them all, which is really cool.
Okay.
But then there's like an insane amount of champions that if you join the game now, it'd be very hard to earn all of them.
Right.
Very hard to earn all of them.
Okay. I could probably do it.
It's just a grind.
All you need is time.
I'll play 3,000 games. Of I which, don't even care.
Of which I have none.
but yeah, I like Apex's model. There's legends, but there isn't. There's only two that start locked, and they're actually pretty easy to earn the currency to.
And they're not even that good.
And yeah, the two that you have to unlock are not very good.
From what I've heard, because I haven't unlocked them yet. I haven't played them, but from what I hear, they're like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them has the biggest hitbox in the game.
Yeah, just be Wraith.
Close to it. Yeah, Wraith is extremely strong. So yeah, you know what's going on.
I know
yeah,
I thought it was so much good. About Apex.
Makes me very happy because I love the developer behind that.
Respawn. Yep.
Didn't I talk to you relatively recently about Titanfall 2 campaign?
I love the Titanfall 2 campaign.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it wasn't like, it didn't like knock my socks off, but it was like, it's a solid, it's a good campaign. Oh, we were talking about this at the thing.
Yeah.
You thought it was the best.
It's hard. FPS it's a campaign. Hard thingy to define because, like, do you include Fallout 4 right. as an FPS? But like the most like on rails multiplayer focused FPS campaign, which is a lot of caveats.
The best like Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty, Battlefield, Titanfall, right. those kind of games. Of those, I think it's the best single player campaign in a very long time.
Yeah, good. And this is actually Apex has been really good for Titanfall 2. A lot of people are playing the multiplayer again.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
because people that don't want a battle royale, if you want similar gameplay, like there's guns and stuff that are taken from Titanfall 2. Mm. It's in the same universe.
Yeah. So, but there's no Titans. Very sad.
Very sad, and no wall running.
Anyways, so I don't know. Is this the game? Is this the game analysis a new show or?
I mean, sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. You can just keep talking about games.
Yeah. But no, let's get.
We didn't even get into this.
Sure, let's go. I didn't even know James
Should
jumped
we?
In.
Are people mad? What are people Long's saying in the chat? I can't That's see right. the chat.
Who knows?
It's over there, right?
It's also
oh,
here.
Oh, I can bring it up.
Or there, or here.
Ash is best. That's Overwatch. We're not even talking about Overwatch.
League of Legends.
Oh, is Ash in League of Legends?
And Overwatch. Good call, though.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Okay, look, all I'm saying about Destiny-type games, looter shooters,
yeah.
Anthem, I haven't played Anthem.
See, that's the problem. I haven't played Anthem either.
Okay, anyways, Division 2, Division Original, whatever you sure. want to do, okay? The problem that I think is the problem with looter shooters is that they are designed, and you agree with this, or you did anyways, correct me if I'm wrong, they're designed to capitalize on our worst instincts.
Yeah.
To be like, ooh, shiny thing, I want that. Oh, I have to get that. I'm not going to have fun if I don't grab that shiny thing right there. And
because it makes the game about how your character looks in a lot of different ways.
Right. And I think that the more that games move towards these kind of like gambling-esque experiences where you're only doing it to like watch numbers go up or to like collect all the things, it's like, then I feel like that's... And if you could make the counter argument that, oh, I enjoy that. That's and the point of playing games is to enjoy them. So
yeah,
fair enough.
If that
but
is your thing,
I don't know. I think that that's maybe
see, but that
not,
was that's
the
root. This is see, we're getting into this again. That's the root of my whole argument here. Is that's why I care about cosmetics behind paywalls. Is because I don't want them there in a game that you have to pay for, because it makes the game about that. Because they're going to go, oh, we can make, look at FIFA Ultimate Team. They make bajillions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do that more. So we need to drive the player to this thing. And Destiny does a lot of driving the player to their store.
Oh,
and
so,
I hate
okay.
that.
So
I hate that cosmetics are behind a paywall because it affects gameplay, and, not because of the cosmetics that are behind the paywall.
And particularly these cosmetics?
I don't really play Destiny anymore.
So, like, but then how do you feel about Apex? Because that...
That is
the entire monetary.
I give that a little bit of a pass because
it's free to play.
It's free to play. It's harder to make that argument because it's free to play. Also, they don't really push you to the store.
Right.
It's like less in your face, I would argue.
Okay. So I agree with that. I can understand the...
If you're paying full price for a game and then they want you to buy expansions and then they're like, the coolest stuff's behind a paywall,
yeah.
It's just like, whoa.
No, I agree. See, I agree that it's horrible. I agree that the tactics being used are stupid and not constructive to the industry.
Yeah.
100%. But I think what I'm saying is that, okay, we have this situation that we are faced with. Cosmetics are locked behind a paywall. So what do we do about this? Do we you know, either buy everything and then be sad about it, or we tweet the developers being like, oh, I'm so upset, or do we just not buy it and don't say anything?
See, I just quit the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just quit the game. Don't, like, write an article on Forbes about it.
I guess my only article, it's weird that it's on Forbes, but Forbes has become a very weird website over the last few years. I don't really know what Forbes is anymore.
Half of the reason I'm even saying Forbes is because it's like crazy to me.
How is it on Forbes? Yeah, I know, exactly.
Forbes has turned into like, I thought it was just like a business magazine, and now it's like clickbaity tech articles.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Really, really odd. So I'm going to actually go with what James said. Forbes belongs on Medium.
Yeah.
If this was a post on Medium, sure.
Yeah.
Because maybe you want to perpetuate the idea of like, hey guys, let's stop playing that game. let's play something else. It's weird that it's on Forbes, but I'm not necessarily against the, to be honest, I couldn't make it through the whole article because I was so bored.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Well, clearly I read the whole thing and then I was like, but my incredulity.
I don't think I've ever said that word. I've read it a bunch.
I know, but that's my problem is that I read things and I want to say them and I don't know how to pronounce them. I said gener instead of genre for much of my life.
That would have taken me a while to figure out too, but that makes sense. I can see it, yeah.
Okay, so look, let's wrap this up. We agree that cosmetics behind paywalls are stupid.
Yeah.
But
sometimes in the case of Apex, I can kind of understand because they have to fund their game somehow.
Yeah, totally.
And it's free.
We both agree Apex is great.
I wish it was a paid game because then that reduces the amount of hackers and reduces the amount of annoying, terrible people.
Right.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
That's it's a completely different conversation.
And I'm just saying the world sucks. Deal with it. And you're saying, let's make the world a better place. And I'm like, you're naive.
That sounds like a lot of work. Why don't you just not?
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on.
I like it. Back to topics.
Hey, we can talk about some things real quick. Hey, you know what? Let's do like a lightning round of MWC.
Okay.
Okay?
Sweet.
Real quick.
I like it.
Oh, are we allowed to show like videos like this? Are we going to get taken down?
Oh,
we can't even see it anymore. It broke again.
Oh,
no!
We're good.
Oh, it's just slow.
Yeah, well, I just didn't... Okay. I'm slow.
What if I make it, like, small?
I don't think that's gonna happen.
What if...
If it's, like... this is an ad, right? This is an ad from Huawei?
I can't zoom out. No, it's... Well, yeah, it's their, like...
I don't think making it small is gonna happen.
Boom. Just like that. You think we're gonna get in trouble if I play this right now?
Is it an ad from Huawei?
Yeah,
if it's an ad, they're not going to care, and they might
auto. Yeah, it's like their launch video.
But we'll be able to fight it, it's no problem.
Yeah. Well, we do that on TechLinked all the time.
Yeah.
Huawei loves us. Okay. Anyways,
why is it small? I don't understand.
Because we're going to get in trouble.
It's still going to get detected if it's small.
What if I keep moving it? What if I keep making it bigger and smaller?
I wonder if that actually would help.
Okay. Oh, so yeah. Oh, I'll look. It's eclipsed. It's eclipsed by our video.
Right,
so
that's going to, that solves the problem,
man,
right there.
We didn't even see it. Okay. So look, there's the phone. Okay. Look at that. Now.
Pretty nice.
You've seen the Galaxy Fold?
Yeah.
Which one's better?
I like the Galaxy Fold more.
Really?
I haven't seen this one a lot, but that extendy thingy is a little weird.
Well, I disagree with you on virtually everything.
Yeah. Makes it more fun. Why? Why do you like this one more? I haven't seen it. This is the first time I've ever seen
it. Okay, so it folds flat. See this? It folds flat against itself, so there's not the crease on the inside. It's not the fold.
Yeah.
And this grip thing is nice because it lets the whole phone remain somewhat slim
Is it slimmer while it's folded?
Yeah, then the Galaxy
Fold.
Okay,
there's
a diagram. I didn't have it, but
that's pretty cool.
It shows that while folded, this is slimmer than the Galaxy Fold.
Isn't this one notably more expensive?
Yes.
By like
$2,600 US.
How much was the other one?
Only 2,000. 1980.
That's a pretty big difference.
Yep.
That's like a whole phone.
But you and I and most of you watching aren't going to buy it anyway, so
yeah.
What's the difference?
If money is literally no object, I like that it's slimmer. I kind of like that it folds into itself. I could see going for it. Huawei, there's some
Yeah. Like, again, I wouldn't buy either.
Yeah.
I saw an interesting take the other day that was saying that the Galaxy Fold is actually better because it protects the screen when it folds, because the screen's on the inside.
Mm. But sure.
Do we have to?
I think if
sponsors?
You're dropping that much, yeah, eventually, sometime. I think if you're dropping that much money on a phone, maybe it doesn't matter that much if you screw up the screen, because you can probably just buy another one.
Mm.
If you're spending like a car on a phone,
right?
You're probably just like, yeah, it's probably, whatever. I'll buy four.
Unless you're the one guy, it's like, who's like, oh man, if I just get this phone, my life was gonna turn around. Like, is that hard luck? He's like, I just need to buy this phone.
Unless I can fold my phone.
And then I'll be able to multitask with three apps at once. I'll be able to do all the work I have been putting off, and then it breaks. And then their life's
whole,
over.
Whole world ruined.
Yep.
Goes to the drink. Decides to just drink all his problems away.
Okay, we're lightning round. Keeping it moving. HoloLens 2, have you seen this?
That video looks terrible right now. Is that really low res? I have seen this. I'm very excited.
This was the native res.
I'm very, very excited.
Look how she's just doing stuff with her hands. Boom, 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 boom.
It's cool. It's very cool.
Very cool.
I like that it has built-in hand detection. That's not that crazy, though.
No, it's not.
Leap Motion has sort of existed for a while.
But does Leap Motion have eye tracking and voice commands?
Voice commands are not that hard. You just put a microphone.
Wow, good job, Microsoft.
It is very cool, though. I am very excited. I've heard that the display on the inside is bigger. That was a huge problem with the last one.
It's bigger, but look at this.
But what? Oh, no.
Look, I worked hard
gathering all
these stories.
They lied about the FOV?
So this is what they showed on the live stream. Like, they're
the
like, it's
box,
this big,
yeah,
but it's actually this big.
The yellow box.
The yellow box. The red is the original HoloLens.
Okay, yeah. So the original HoloLens, it was like sort of a problem.
Right.
It was really small.
I have tried it once, and I was like, yeah, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's cool, but it's dumb. You know?
It's just one of those things where you're like, okay, this isn't what we need. We need version 4. Or 5 or something.
Yeah.
You don't need this one. And this version 2 seems not there again. Mm-hmm. But I'm very excited because it's like clearly a big improvement.
Yeah.
And they just need to keep going.
Indeed.
Yeah. I think it's super cool. I don't think it's fully consumer ready, but neither do they, to be completely fair. They're not marketing this towards consumers.
No.
They're marketing this towards like factories or something. I don't
businesses,
remember exactly.
Yeah.
Businesses.
Just like various corporations, although they do have a deal with Epic Games. Where Unreal Engine will support HoloLens. Ever heard of that? Ever heard of
Unreal Engine?
Ever heard of Epic Games? Ever seen this guy before?
No.
He looks real excited.
Yeah, very.
Look at that guy.
That's someone.
Tim Sweeney.
I know who Tim Sweeney is. I follow him on Twitter.
I'm here to tell you about this. Okay, no, real quick, we'll do this, and then we'll do one more.
Boom.
Dual screen. So now this is LG's V50. It's not a folding phone, but it does fold, and it's a phone. So technically, it is a folding phone, but the actual phone itself is this, and this, or maybe I'm getting that the opposite. One of these is the phone, and one of them is just a dual screen attachment. You can make your phone have two screens like a Nintendo DS.
I was going to say, that looks like separate things. It looks like someone took like a steel plate on the back and just epoxied both ends of it and was like, two phones!
Boom, that's a thing.
We're done!
Yeah. Well, that's what they're doing because they didn't want to do the actual folding display.
That seems sensible in a cost perspective. How much does this one cost?
Well, probably not $2,000.
Yeah.
This is the V50, and then LG has another flagship, the G8, that is like basically just a regular phone. It's got a hand ID, though. You can unlock it with your hand. It's very exciting. Okay, and the last one. The last one is this Energizer. It's called
So cool! I love this phone.
Called the PowerMax P18K Pop.
I love how so many people have been saying for so long, like, I'll take a thicker phone if I just get more battery. And Energizer's like, how thick?
We have heard your requests. Yeah.
Do you want 6 phones?
Yeah. So
stacked on each other?
So that's friggin' enormous.
Didn't Ryan Reynolds comment on this or something? What, how you're like on your phone in bed and you drop it and just crush it in your face?
No, I didn't see that.
I saw a screenshot of the tweet. I don't know if it was a real tweet or not, but.
Oh, okay.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It looks, and like, what are with those cases? Really?
I don't think those are cases. I think those are just that's
no,
just
but
phone.
Like the body of the phone, I guess I'd call it.
Yeah.
Like this looks straight out of the 90s. Energizer has not gotten over the bunny thing.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know that they make phones, and then suddenly they come out of the woodwork.
Well, I think this is the first one, right?
Yeah.
Making phones these days, I don't think it's all
no,
that.
No, this is one of like 18 phones. They announced like 18 phones, and this is only one of them.
What?
Some of them have pop-up cameras. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh, no. Energizer, what are you doing?
All right. I've been steering this ship, and we're going all over the place.
I hear you. But before we
What about that? Those boys right there.
Let's do that in one moment.
Okay, you do.
I want to do one quick thing on this.
Yes.
You've got the brick, 18,000 milliamp hours. You've got the phone with the flippy extra screen.
Yep.
That looks like two phones.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Huawei one.
Yep.
And you've got the Samsung one.
Okay.
Taking estimated price into account, you have to buy one.
I have to?
You have to. Which one do you buy?
Estimated price. Well, can I look up what the Energizer one is?
Sure. I don't think we have an answer for the...
Oh. $680.
You're just going to do that one? So you can spend the least amount?
You said this one or the dual screen V50 or the Huawei or the Samsung?
Yes.
Was there another one? No.
Would you spend more to have not a brick that is a flippy phone? And then if you go to the flippy phones, do you buy the cheap one that's just an extra screen that'll die way faster?
Well, I gotta say, I got a Pixel and I don't have that many problems with battery life. I like charge it for, 20, 30 minutes during the day and then that's good until the next day.
Yeah.
Did we freeze? Oh, okay.
We did freeze though.
The battery one probably, I'd probably do the LG V50 dual screen.
Okay.
Because the Fold and the Samsung one and the Huawei one scare me because the screens are probably going to get wasted. My whole thing is I buy a phone, I put like a big old case on it, and then I have it for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And nothing happens to it because I'm very careful.
Okay, cool. All right, sponsor spots.
Wait, what about you?
You
don't have time for this.
I'd probably do the same thing. If the Energizer phone was thinner...
Mm-hmm.
But was still a little bit thicker than most phones and had bigger battery, I'd be interested in that. But it's like actually a brick.
Yeah.
The thing's actually ridiculous.
I don't care having like a thick phone, but that is...
This is a little too much,
it's a bridge
guys.
Too far.
You went too hard.
Yeah.
And the other two really high-end flip phones are just too expensive.
Yeah.
So I'll probably get the other
stupid.
One. Okay. Madrinas.
Madrinas.
We've got the Linus roast.
Let me pop one of those bad boys.
Which one do you want? You gotta pick one.
We got dark roast. Vanilla cappuccino. You know what?
Sound like you're into vanilla cappuccino.
I would go vanilla cappuccino, but then I'm concerned what people think about me and
so you have to be manly.
My gruffness. Yeah, so
and
I'm going with dark roast.
Very nice.
Also, my brother drinks black coffee only.
Oh, wow.
And I put cream and sugar in mine, and he makes me feel small. So I'm having a dark roast. Cheers, Madrinas. Love you so much.
There we go. Madrinas is probably in the chat. Say hi to them. Madrinas coffee is coffee for fuel, organic cold brew coffee in convenient 16-ounce cans with a flavor for everyone. Madrinas coffee offers sweet and creamy flavors like mocha or caramel or bold flavors like their cold brew black. We at LDT have a permanent item on their store, the Lambo roast. That's
Ooh.
This one. Heck yeah. The Lambo Roast is a specially crafted custom blend of coffee designed by Madrinas Coffee and Linus Tech Tips. It's got chocolatey flavors, caramel finish. It's great.
And I made that a couple times in the office with our French press.
Yeah? Ooh, very, very nice.
Mm.
Very nice.
Delicious.
Head over to madrinascoffee.com/Linus. Receive 40% off your entire order with offer code Linus.
Holy
my. Croiky dinkles.
Croiky dinkles.
Crazy.
Okay.
Shlomo.
That's what
from
that means.
Shlomo from Madrinas Coffee is in the chat. If you want.
What's up, Shlomo?
Also, Corsair. The Corsair One i140. It's not actually
guns.
Heavy. That was just a dad noise. Don't worry about it. Except
have you done this
dad.
One before?
No.
Oh, okay.
Corsair One i140, i140, i160i, and Pro i180. Workstations are designed with creators and power users in mind. 12 liters in size and like That's actually a much more followable metric with this because it looks like, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah. I mean, like, it looks manageable, you know?
Yeah.
Could take this on the road.
Easily.
Take it to class.
You could put that in your carry-on.
Take some notes. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want it. The i140, which is the one we have here, has an RTX 2080 in it, an i7-9700K, 32 gigs of RAM, 480 gigabytes of M.2 NVMe SSD, and a 2-terabyte hard drive.
I just got a lot more scared of dropping it than I was before.
Yeah.
I was like one-handing it. Like,
wow, this is actually a pretty sweet machine.
Don't do this with your PCs, guys. This is why I didn't review the RTX 2080.
Oh.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Check them out through the link below. All
right. Because this is what I do with... Just kidding. I would never do that to Corsair. Love you guys.
Imagine you tried to do that skit but dropped it.
Yeah.
That'd be really classic LTT.
That's like my whole life. Doing something and then right after being like, what if that didn't work?
But I could have died. Thank you very much, PIA.
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 Pia Vippen.
One of my favorite things about... That sounded like Fjallraven, but like P.R.
Fjallraven.
Thank you, P.R. Vippen. One of my favorite things about the PIA sponsor spots is we can kind of say or do whatever. You can connect 5 devices at the same time, which you're totally not...
No, you keep going.
Which you're totally not supposed to hand to your family and friends and stuff, obviously. Apps include DNS leak protection and IPv6 leak protection, which is great. There's an internet kill switch. This part's very important, so that it will block all traffic if the VPN becomes... What? Whoa. So I've got a rear view over here.
You said we could do anything.
Check it out at lmg.gg/PIAWAN.
They've been good to us. I have them on my phone.
I didn't click the lower thingies. Oh, no. Here's the PIA one. And here's Corsair's. Sorry, they didn't get theirs, like, the whole time, but very, very nice. Very nice. Check out Corsair One, i140, i160, and Pro i180. Compact PCs. You saw them. They're just, like, little tiny things. You can put them wherever.
You can play games on them.
You can edit things.
Yep. Spreadsheets.
Develop.
Anything you want. Paint.net.
We had a conversation about that, because we still make the WAN show thumbnails in Paint.net.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Not Photoshop.
You could definitely do that on that computer. Back to new stuff, though.
Very cool. Do we do chats? Are we supposed to do the chats?
We do chats. I want to do one thing first, though. LTX Expo. Has there been an update?
Are we allowed to talk about... We're still not allowed to talk about numbers?
I don't think so. I haven't been told.
And Colton isn't here.
There has not been an update. Wow!
I'm upset!
I'm very agitated!
Ah!
Either way, LTX 2019, it's going to be amazing. All the BOIC, as far as I know, is already sold, but they might be trickling out some more.
Oh, yeah?
I know they're doing that with the normal tickets. I don't know if they're doing that with BOIC. I wouldn't count on it. But if you want to go to LTX, I would highly suggest purchasing your ticket now. They're selling ridiculously fast. Like, actually ridiculously fast.
Jono is messaging me. No numbers.
No numbers.
Don't talk about numbers.
So we can't say how many. I don't even know why. I don't know why that's important. But either way, we've sold a ton.
Mm.
So if you want one, you should probably get it now because there's, like, legitimately not a ton left.
Yeah. It's pretty nuts.
Really cool.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to, I don't know, last year I was like at the same booth the whole time and it looks like there's going to be like a lot of different things to do. So I'm, and the whole team's going to be there.
I was supposed to run the VR booth and it was just impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had to help with so many other things.
Right.
So that the Floatplane customer support guy, Joe, was up visiting and like wanted to go to LTX, so went to LTX, and then we like just incorporated him to help me with the VR booth, and then he basically soloed the VR booth the entire time when it was supposed to be three people.
Oh my gosh.
Good job, Joe. Yeah. It's
supposed to be three people at the VR booth?
And he
like
did the
two,
whole
like,
thing.
Holding the base stations? Like, don't move.
If the guy's a jerk to you, just like wiggle it a little bit.
He's like, ah!
Oh no. Okay, super chats. Reading some super chats. Would you, Luke, or Linus do a Hot Ones episode? I'm sure.
I don't see why not.
Heck yeah.
I mean, I'm not a super hot sauce aficionado, which probably isn't a popular thing to say. Are you?
Is it? I really like hot sauce and I really like spice, but I've never understood the macho component to it. and I really hate it when it gets past my limit. I have a relatively high limit.
The macho component?
It's like, oh, I can eat this super hot spicy wing. There's totally that aspect to it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so.
But it's like all... Did some ancestor, was he pretty good at it? No, hey, you are too. Congratulations.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like pain tolerance, I guess. It's like, oh, you must be really cool if you like the spicy stuff.
But I think it's a sensitivity thing, not even necessarily a pain tolerance thing. Because there's some people that literally just don't feel it as much at all.
People just aren't being sensitive to the differences between, no, it's yeah, it's true though.
But that, yeah.
Well, so like between a lot of plate. People that I know are really into hot sauce and they're like, oh, you gotta try this hot sauce, put this, I don't eat anything without hot sauce. And I'm just like, what?
Why?
I'm also like...
There's lots of things that are cooked to have a specific level of flavor in different ways, and you're just destroying it. There's someone who is probably watching the show right now, Mape, hello. He doesn't have a sense of smell. He can't smell anything.
Oh.
So, hot things, no problemo.
He requires it almost.
It helps.
Yeah, no, I can do that.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
But then he's like, I'm going to put this death sauce 99,000 on my food.
And everyone else's.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, yeah, settle down. Yeah, geez, man.
Geez. Hi, Mape.
No, hot sauce is cool. I think I like spicy food, but when it's like naturally spicy, I don't like want to put hot sauce on my cereal or something.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Well, you're eating that just like with regular milk?
Okay, Riley, don't you want to do something for Channel Super Fun? 2, please make Luke laugh. I just love his pure loud laugh and your improvisation. Thanks.
Wow. I feel like that's happened.
A fair number of times.
Channel Superfun? Well, everyone wants to do something on Channel Superfun. It's like, you know, I also want to fly. You know, I also want to shoot lasers out my eyes. We will do stuff on it again, I think, at some point. But, like, you
will
know.
Will we? I don't know.
I can't guarantee.
Yeah.
I think it's like something around here where we're all kind of like, man, oh, we really wish that we could do it.
It would be
like
a cool
so
channel
busy.
To revive, but yeah, it just doesn't make the most sense.
Yeah.
Syntax TV, I don't think you have, but he asked, hey, Riley, I only really got Luke's opinion. What do you think of the song if you heard it? I'm assuming no. The LMG song. He made an LMG song.
Like the intro song?
No. He made like an electronic song using normal
Oh, wait, did
music
he sample?
Plus.
And he sampled like Linus and you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I did hear that. That was super sweet.
There we go.
I saw somebody like retweeted it on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it. That was sick, dude.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Glad to see you on the WAN, Riley. Love your videos. When are we going
okay,
to...
Okay, what, are all these for me?
Apparently. When are we going to be seeing your own YouTube channel again? Oh.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Well, that's a question for another time. I actually have a video in the pipe that I like filmed and half edited, and I haven't gotten back to it. But
someone
related.
Said plug the LTT Discord. There's an LTT Discord. I don't actually know what the thing is. It's probably discord.gg/LTT, but I don't know.
That would make sense.
And someone said, nope, that's about it. Bungie is an individual dev. They need money to continue future updates moving forward towards a Diablo WoW concept. Most of the opinions of people that bash Destiny didn't play D1 and only played the worst of D2. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for coming to the stream, everyone. I'll see you guys later.
Love you so much.
We'll see you next week.
I won't, but see you later.
Same bad time, same bad channel. Am I allowed to say that?
We're not on TV. And we're not Batman. Legally. You cannot.
Legally, this is highly concerning.
Yeah. Same tech chat time. Same WAN channel. That sounds weird. Are we still live?
We technically are.
And until the outro ends?
Yeah.
See you later!
Hey!
Oh no, it's private internet access!
Corsair, so sorry about the lower
Corsair!
Internet. Love you guys. Sorry. The Madrinas!
Madrinas!
Hey!
I'm drinking it right now!
Yay! You hear that? He did it.